Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Dorsett. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal Dorsett. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux strikes out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. There goes Strange trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky moves to third. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky scores. Heath moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Heath scores. Walker moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Dorsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorsett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker scores. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Mack moves to third. Dorsett moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Dorsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorsett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dorsett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Locatello moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Locatello scores. Strange moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Strange moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Clint Brown now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns too. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estolella. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen fires to first and picks off Brown. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Frank Grube. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe scores. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locatello is walked intentionally. Allen Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Locatello. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it and throws to home to get Keltner. Trosky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. the Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Joe Grace pinch hits for Don Hefner. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Grace reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn pinch hits for Johnny Allen. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Harlund Clift now playing third base. Johnny Locatello now playing second base. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cullenbine. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keltner scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locatello bunts towards first. Trotsky picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Trotsky. Locatello moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locatello scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-4 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Cullenbine moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Browns, 5. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is walked intentionally. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-4 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Denny Galehouse. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Locatello hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath who is chasing the ball. Locatello reaches third base with a triple. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locatello scores. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.